In September, we celebrated the anniversary of the dedication of Prince of Peace's church building, which even though we're 22 years into it, we still kind of call new, right? The sacred liturgy recognizes that parish churches are where the vast majority of Christians gather to worship and celebrate the sacraments. And so the buildings where the church assembles are important. But no Catholic Church is an island by itself. We're not congregationalists. We are in communion with the local bishop, the successor to the apostles. And the ancient sign of his authority is the cathedra, the throne upon which he is seated at his installation. It is from the cathedra that the cathedral gets its name. And the anniversary of the dedication of the cathedral and its memorial of the patron saint is observed throughout the diocese. Although in the United States, that's kind of widely ignored outside of the cathedral church itself. Of course, the bishops of the Catholic Church are all in communion with each other and also with the Bishop of Rome, who is not first among equals, but has a specific role within the church to confirm the brethren in the apostolic faith. That is the Pope's one job, right? Now, he may speak or write about a whole host of other matters, and it's important for Catholics to listen respectfully to him, but he's not some kind of divine oracle that Catholics obey thoughtlessly. Many of the occupants of the throne of the fishermen, the successor to St. Peter, have been holy and learned and wise. And many have been an embarrassment and a disaster. And sometimes the same pope has been considered both by different people at different times. When people think of the pope, they tend to assume that his cathedral is St. Peter's, since he celebrates at an altar directly above the relics of St. Peter at his burial place, but it isn't. It is actually, and this is a mouthful, the Patriarchal Archbasilica of the Most Holy Redeemer and St. John the Baptist and St. John the Evangelist in the Lateran. Okay. So if any of my kids can repeat that back to me, I'll give you a candy bar sometime later, okay? On the facade is inscribed, Mother and head of all the churches of Rome and the world. It's a very grand title and often goes just by St. John Lateran, which is confusing because some people think that there was a person called St. John Lateran, but Lateran was the name of a family who built a palace over a fort of Roman imperial cavalry bodyguards. The Emperor Constantine gave Pope Miltiades the site in 313, and the church built next to the Pope's new home was the first basilica in the Western world. And churches all over Europe would be built on its model, the Basilicum, the house of the king. You know, as a convert to Catholicism, the real, tangible place of authentic authority in the church has very special meaning for me. Next to the Lateran Basilica is the seminary where the Bishop of Rome sends his own men to study for the priesthood, the Roman Seminary, and I was sent there to study for the priesthood. So if you wonder sometimes why I do what I do and why I say the things I say the way that I say them, that is your biggest interpretive key, right? The Church of Rome embraced me as a convert and educated me at her very heart. St. Jose Maria Escriva, whose relics are right over there near the Adoration Chapel, once preached, offer your prayer, your atonement, and your action for this end, ut sint unum, that all of us Christians may share one will, one heart, one spirit. We may all go to Jesus, closely united to the Pope through Mary. We help to make that apostolic continuity more evident in the eyes of all men by demonstrating with exquisite fidelity our union with the Pope, which is union with Peter. Love for the Roman Pontiff must be in us a delightful passion, for in him we see Christ. If we talk with the Lord in prayer, we will go forward with a clear gaze that will permit us to perceive the action of the Holy Spirit, even in the face of events we do not understand or which produce sighs or sorrow. On this feast day of the whole church united, it is an opportunity to renew our love for the Holy Father and to reaffirm that what we do in this place, in our church, is one with what the church throughout the whole world does. We aren't just any kind of Christians, but Roman Catholic Christians. All the work we do to make the kingdom of God visible in this place is a participation in the great work Jesus does in establishing the church on earth and giving the keys to heaven and earth to the Pope. As Jesus says, "Zeal for your house consumes me." May our zeal for bringing others to Christ through his church never flag or fail. May it consume us in his presence here and lead us to glory.